one of the joys of working for Exeter YMCA is getting to know some of the young people who live in our housing projects in the city. Almost all of them were homeless or had been taken into care before coming to live at the Y. Some ended up sleeping on our streets, but most had lived for months or even years sofa surfing. Kicked out of the family home or fleeing abuse, they ended up sleeping on a friend's sofa until the welcome ran out. Then they'd move on to the next friend until their welcome ran out, and so on, sometimes for years. What moves me again and again and humbles me is their stubborn determination to make something of their lives. Almost without exception, they want to get qualifications, they want to get a job, to achieve, to give back to others. None of them are remotely like the Skivers some would make them out to be. All they need is a bit of compassion, some help to overcome past problems, and someone who believes in them. So I really worry about the way our culture now seems to want to blame the disadvantaged, such as young people living at the Y, for their own difficulties. Suddenly, it's somehow their fault. Now, of course, people make bad choices. I do. Young people living at the YMCA do. You do. But to put people's troubles down to poor choices alone is a grotesque distortion of reality. So rather than judge, how about we all remember that, quite literally, there but for the grace of God, go all of us.